C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A+. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone's a mom alone. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A+ way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, because here we go.
Hi everyone, welcome to A+. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we have a warm-up question. And our warm-up question is, Did you ever trick someone? What did you do?
Ooh, Let me think about it. I think I did trick someone, and It was my mom.
Oh, really? What did you do?
I tricked her into believing I was a super hardworking student.
Well, I think a lot of us did that probably when we were younger.
But you guys don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. I tricked my brother, younger brother, and it was pretty funny because we had a can of black pepper, And I told my brother to smell it.
And after he smelled it, what happened?
He was sneezing like crazy, and my parents got really mad at me.
Did they punish you?
No.
Oh, nice.
Yes, but I tricked my brother a lot. I'm so sorry, but it was kind of fun.
It was.
All right, well, today we have a story to read. The story is called Artemis Fowl, so let's take a look.
Artemis Fowl. Warm-up question. Did you ever trick someone? What did you do?
Artemis Fowl II is a 12-year-old boy from a rich Irish crime family. 2 years ago, his father disappeared. Now, Artemis's mother is in poor mental health. Artemis must take care of his family and home. He learned something about magic people from fairy stories. They're real, and they live under the ground. Artemis and his servant, Butler, trick a fairy into giving them the fairy's book. Artemis learns all about fairy life from the book. He makes a plan to kidnap a fairy for a ransom of gold. After a few months, Butler and Artemis catch a fairy during the full moon.
Crime, crime. Someone broke my car window. Crime in this city is terrible. Someone broke my car window. Crime in the city is terrible. Magic, magic. Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet. Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet. Servant, servant. Rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals. Rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals. Catch, 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 caught, caught. The little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him. The little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him.
认识智慧.
Mental. Fairy. Kidnap. Ransom.
Alright, so let's take a look at our story for today. It starts with Artemis Fowl II is a 12-year-old boy from a rich Irish crime family.
So what does the second mean?
Alright, so if you're something something the second or the third, it just means you're named after somebody. Now, if it's a boy, he's usually named after his father. If it's a girl, she's usually named after her mother.
Oh, 所以这边是一个男孩，所以他可能是以他爸爸的名字来命名，然后叫做 the second, 二世。好啦，所以这边的 Artemis, 他是一个12岁的男孩，家境优渥 and he's from a crime family.
Ooh, okay, a crime family, it does not sound good. But let's take a look at the word crime.To figure out why it's not such a good thing. So crime is spelled C-R-I-M-E, crime. Crime here is a noun. Now, when you commit a crime, it means you do something that is against the law, and you will be punished for doing that thing, okay? It's called you're doing an illegal thing, something that is not legal against the law. So, for example, what are some things that are considered a crime? Well, if you do not stop at a traffic light when you're driving, that's considered a crime. If you steal or if you hurt people, that's also considered a crime.Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, someone broke my car window. Crime in this city is terrible. Someone broke my car window. Crime in this city is terrible.
Crime 这个名词呢代表犯罪或者犯罪活动。那例句说有人打破我的车窗，这个城市里的犯罪活动很严重。那刚 Tiffany 有提到的搭配动词是什么呢 ?Commit a crime, 也就是犯下一个罪行。那它的形容词形式是 criminal,后面如果放上 record, criminal record, 那它代表的就是犯罪记录。那 criminal 这个字也可以当作名词哦。如果你 commit a crime, 你就会变成一个 criminal, 你就会变成一个罪犯。那回到文章 ,Artemis, 他来自一个优渥的爱尔兰犯罪家庭。
So his parents are probably gangsters, or his father maybe is a gangster. Alright, next in the story it says, 2 years ago, his father disappeared.
How strange.
Ooh, yeah, it's really strange.
两年前呢他的父亲消失了。But what about his mother?
It says here, now, Artemis's mother is in poor mental health. Okay, so his mom is around, but she's not doing so well. Because when we talk about something that is mental, it means it relates to your mind or to your brain. Now, when we talk about your mental health, it just means the state of health for your mind. So how healthy your brain or your mind is. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have poor mental health, it might mean you're suffering from depression, like you're sad all the time. Maybe you're very, very anxious, you get nervous all the time. Maybe you might have big changes in your mood. You're happy one minute, then you're sad the next. Or it could even be like,an extreme fear of something, like you're really, really scared of something. So all of these things are considered your mental health.
Mental 这个形容词呢就是心理的或是精神的或者是心理疾病的。所以刚刚讲到的 mental health 就是心理健康。那相反的 physical 这个形容词呢就代表身体的。那你的身体健康 your physical health is also very important. 那我们刚刚看到 Artemis 她的妈妈 she is in poor mental health, 代表她的精神状况不好。那如果是好的我们就把 poor 换成 good 就可以了。
Okay, so his father is gone. His mother is not doing so well. Mm-hmm. And next it says here, Artemis must take care of his family and home. Okay, for a 12-year-old boy, that is a very, very, very big thing to do. Because when you take care of someone, it just means you have to be responsible for them. So, for example, your parents take care of you. They look after you. They make sure you have clothes, food, and a house to sleep in.
But Artemis here needs to take...care of his whole family, right?
Yeah.
他要照顾他整个家的人。那我们也可以说 look after, 好，这个片语也是照顾。好啦，所以这边就说到他需要照顾他的家庭和家园。He's responsible for all of them.
I know, it's a really big job for someone at 12 years old. Okay, next it says he learns something about magic people from fairy stories. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's interesting. He learns about this thing from a book. Now, when we talk about fairy, okay, there's a lot of different meanings to this, but let's first explain what a fairy story is. Now, usually fairy stories are also known as fairy tales. That means that these stories have magic in them. So if you remember, The Little Mermaid or Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. 小美人.
Yeah, or Cinderella.
灰姑娘.
Okay, these are all stories with magic in them. Of course, they're not real, so that's why they're called fairy tales.
所以 fairy tales 或者是 fairy stories 代表就是童话故事。那 fairy 这个字的解释呢，可以把它解释作小精灵或是小仙子。But what about the word magic?
Oh, okay, that's really important because magic is something that he learns in here.
Right.
Now let's take a look at the word. It's spelled M-A-G-I-C, magic. Magic is an adjective and it is a power that allows people to do impossible things by maybe saying something or using a special kind of action. So you can think about witches and wizards because they have magic powers. For example, Harry Potter.He can use magic by waving around his wand, and he can even make things fly or even turn a frog into a cup. Now, all of these things are impossible, but somehow he can do it with just saying something or making a motion with his wand. Now, let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet. Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet.
Magic 在文章中呢，当形容词用哦，代表有魔力的。那例句说呢，阿拉丁搭乘魔毯在天空当中飞行。那 magic 还可以搭配什么字呢？比如说 trick, magic trick 就是魔术。那 magic 本身也可以当名词，指的就是魔法。那还有一个字叫做 magician, 同学也可以一起认识哦，它是名词，代表魔术师或是巫师。Like Harry Potter, we can say he is a magician or he is a wizard,、
mm-hmm.
right? 那文章说呢 ,Artemis 知道啊，许多童话故事里有魔法的人。
Alright, so here in this book though, it says here, they're real、mm-hmm. and they live under the ground. Okay, so that means that he's been reading these books. And for us, we think, fairy tales, you know, these people aren't real. We don't have these things. They do not exist. But here he finds out that they're real and that they live under the ground.
所以他们是真的，而且住在地底下。
Interesting. Next, it says Artemis and his servant butler, trick a fairy into giving them the fairy's book. Okay, so again, we see the word fairies here, and I explained to you earlier that we can use it as like a fairy tale. And Elsie also said that fairies also can mean a person. So they aren't real people, but in these stories, they're creatures that are quite tiny and sometimes they look like people. They have magic and they fly around. So you can think about Tinkerbell from Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. 还有我们看到了一个用法是 trick somebody into doing something. 它代表的是欺骗某人去做某件事情。So Artemis and his servant, butler, does this to a fairy.
Okay, so I wonder what's going to happen. But let's take a look at the word servant first. It's spelled S-E-R-V-A-N-T, servant. Servant is a noun and it means someone that is hired to do things and take care of household chores, like they're in charge of cleaning or cooking or taking care of that whole family. For example, Cinderella's stepmother made Cinderella a servant. That's why she had to do all the cooking and cleaning and had to listen to her terrible stepmother.Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals. Rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals.
Servant 这个名词呢代表仆人或侍者。那例句说呢，有钱人可以雇佣佣人帮他们打扫房子啦跟煮饭。那 Artemis 和他的仆人 Butler 骗了一个精灵，精灵于是给了他们精灵绿点。This special book.
Yeah, that's not a really good thing. Next it says, Artemis learns all about fairy life from the book.
Artemis 看了书之后呢，就从里面学到了所有关于精灵的生活， so he now knows them very well.
Yeah, it says, he makes a plan to kidnap a fairy for a ransom of gold. Okay, so remember, he has to take care of his family. Maybe this is also a way for him to try to, you know, quickly make money. So he says he's going to kidnap a fairy. When you kidnap someone, it means you take them away by force. And usually when you kidnap people, you want something in return, right? So here he's asking for a ransom, which is money you pay in order to free someone who has been taken away, like they've been kidnapped, or for someone who has been captured.
Kidnap 这个动词就是绑架，通常绑架都会要赎金，赎金这个字呢就是 ransom， 所以 Artemis 他计划绑架一个精灵，要精灵给他黄金当赎金、mm-hmm. And he's from a crime family, so yeah. That runs in his blood.
I think so. So next it says, after a few months, Butler and Artemis catch a fairy during a full moon. Okay, so this plan really happened. Now we see the word catch here. It's spelled C-A-T-C-H, catch. All right, we have the verb catch, so we can change it to catch, caught, caught. Now, when you catch something, it means you use your hands to stop and hold a moving object. So, usually something that's in the air. So, for example, if someone throws you a baseball, you can catch it with your hands. Or maybe you might try to catch a mosquito so it doesn't sting you anymore. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him. The little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him.
Catch 这个动词呢是抓住或是拦截住。那例句说，这名小男孩从他妈妈身边跑走，但他抓住了他，就是妈妈抓住了小男孩。那回到文章呢，我们讲到的是几个月之后，一天满月时分 ，during a full moon，Butler 和 Artemis 就真的抓了一个精灵。They carried out the plan, right?
That's right.
But what are they going to do to the fairy?
I know. I wonder what's going to happen.
Will the fairy give them the ransom?
I think that's really hard to say unless someone really, really, she's an important fairy maybe. Mm-hmm. You might do that.
Yeah, so I think we'll find it out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's go to our magic box first and then we'll be back to our review time activity.
Magic box.找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Isaac。前一阵子啊 ,COVID-19 肆虐全球以及在全球各地呢造成非常恐怖的感染人数以及死亡人数。不知道你们有没有好好照顾好你们自己以及你们的家人呢 ?Have you taken care of yourself and your friends and family? 我可是只要看到我家人啊只要他们没有戴口罩或者是勤洗手我就会一直督促他们要落实这些事情的。照顾好自己呢也是帮助其他人一个大忙哦。好啦那大家有没有刚才注意到我在刚刚的那个例句里面讲的片语吗没错今天就是要来教大家使用如何使用 take care of somebody or something, 照顾的用法以及其他可以表示照顾的单字或者是片语哦。首先假如我今天在 care 前面加上一个形容词 good, 变成 take care of somebody or something,表示的意思则是妥善照顾某个人或者是东西。比如说 ,Please take good care of my dog when I am not at home. 当我不在家的时候呢麻烦你要好好照顾我家的狗。照顾除了用 take care of 之外呢其实我们也可以用另外一个动词片语那就是 look after, 来表示照顾的意思。那让我们来造个例句吧。Who will look after your children when you go to work? 当你外出工作的时候呢谁会帮忙你照顾你的小孩呢当然这个句子呢你也可以把它换成用 take care of 的用法。Who will take care of your children when you go to work? 好啦当然除了这两个片语可以表示照顾的意思之外呢其实表示照顾我们也会用一个比较难一点点的动词那就是 attend。那 attend 这个拼法呢是 A-T-T-E-N-D 那当作动词可以表示照顾或者是照护的意思那我们来造个例句吧 The doctor attended the patient regularly 那医生呢经常或者总是呢就是会照顾好病人好啦那最后换我来考考大家如何要使用照顾这个配吧假如我要用 take care of 表示护士将会妥善照顾好这个小婴儿那这句话的英文该怎么说呢
The answer is, the nurse will take good care of this little baby. 你答对了吗
？Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, welcome everybody to our review time. And today we're going to play charades.
Charades.
So charades is all about your acting skills and how well you can act to try to guess the words. So, shall we review real quickly the words we learned today? So we learned the word crime.
犯罪,犯罪活动。
We learned magic.
有魔力的。
Servant.
仆人侍者。
And catch.
抓住。
Okay, so do you want to go first or should I go first?
Sure, I can go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, arigato. Oh, I know. You're helping me, you know, tidy up. So, mm-hmm. servant.
Yeah, I'm a servant.
Yeah.
You guessed it so quickly.
Right.
I am a servant. 我是个仆人。S-E-R-V-A-N-T. Servant.
Okay. All right. My turn.
Okay. Bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip-bip
Okay.
I have a wand.
But the magic we had today was an adjective, right? 有魔力的。
Alright, so you guys can also try playing charades.
Very easy.
Very easy. And then we will find out more about the story tomorrow.
Okay.
That's all the time that we have today. So we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Artemis Fowl. Warm-up question. Did you ever trick someone? What did you do?
Artemis Fowl II is a 12-year-old boy.From a rich Irish crime family. 2 years ago, his father disappeared. Now, Artemis's mother is in poor mental health. Artemis must take care of his family and home. He learned something about magic people from fairy stories. They're real, and they live under the ground. Artemis...and his servant, Butler, trick a fairy into giving them the fairy's book. Artemis learns all about fairy life from the book. He makes a plan to kidnap a fairy for a ransom of gold. After a few months, Butler and Artemis catch a fairy during the full moon.
Crime, crime. Someone broke my car window. Crime in this city is terrible. Someone broke my car window. Crime in the city is terrible. Magic, magic. Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet.Aladdin flew in the sky on a magic carpet. Servant, servant. Rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals. Rich people can pay servants to clean their homes and cook their meals. Catch, catch, catch.Caught, caught. The little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him. The little boy ran away from his mother, but she caught him.
认识字汇
Mental Fairy Kidnap Ransom